Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bill Treasurer is here, too. Bill's a 17-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and chief encouragement officer at Giant Leap Consulting, author of Leaders Open Doors, Courage Goes to Work. I can't see over the stack here. All of them we helped him launch, including the new one, The Leadership Killer, Reclaiming Humility in the Age of Arrogance. What an important book that is. Bill, welcome back.
Jim, it's great to be with you. I wonder if your listeners know why you play Jump every time I come on.
Well, they may not. They may not have made that connection. It's because he used to be a leaper, a giant leaper off the high ladder into a tiny little pond of water, right?
Exactly. I was a member of the U.S. high diving team where I'd dive from 100-foot platforms into tiny pools that were 10 feet deep, traveling at speeds in excess of 50 miles an hour, protected only by a Speedo.
And obviously not protected by enough brain power to not do that, but that's another story. You finally got smarter. But, yeah, I've got a picture of it here, right here, folks. He's a little bit crazy. Of course, I guess maybe... I've got 44 jumps, one-way tickets out of an airplane, too, from the military, so that kind of makes me about half crazy, too. That was from 1,500 feet. Hey, Bill, one of the things that we try to talk about here as often as possible is our intangibles. I still believe that the more humans move into the digital age, we have to increasingly remind ourselves that we're not digital at all. We're analog. We're 100% analog. And even when we're 100% digital in our lives, we'll still be 100% analog. And that means, and if there's one thing that humans need, it's intangibles like trust and also the concept of leadership. Leadership is an intangible. It's something you can change and train for and get better at, but you really can't hold it. And I want you do a good job of explaining how to develop this intangible. Tell us about it.
So I do a lot of work with new and emerging leaders. Now, later on this morning, I'll be working with a group of vice presidents and executive vice presidents from a company that I've been working with for many years. And many of these people, particularly the vice presidents, I worked with when they were in their very first leadership role. Mm-hmm. And over time, I've seen that there are some essentials that all new leaders need to carry with them. And in fact, even people when they get to those EVP and C-level roles need to retain these things. So, and I think the good news is, because it is for new leaders, I've broken them down into concepts that are memorable with two-word concepts. So what I thought we could talk about today are two words for new leaders that are leadership essentials, and that really any leader can use, and they're broken into three different buckets. The first bucket is personal conduct, the second bucket is leadership practices, and the third bucket is developing others. And within each one of those, there are certain things, two-word concepts, that leaders need to focus on.
Say them again. Personal conduct.
So personal conduct, and there's a bunch under that, and then there's leadership practices, things that leaders need to do. There's a bunch of two-word concepts under that. And then the third one is the importance of developing others is its own bucket. And there are two-word concepts under that.
All right. Keep going.
All right. So the first one under personal conduct, the very first thing that a leader needs to do is to live ethically to be good. This has to do with personal integrity.
Devotion to integrity.
Absolutely.
Albert Camus said said integrity has no need of rules. Integrity has no need of rules.
That's a great way to put it.
Lynn Morella said ethics is devotion to the unenforceable.
Mm. Yeah, this is exactly the alignment, right? This idea that you have to have a core. I wrote a book with John Havlick, who was a Navy SEAL for 30 years, The Leadership Killer, and that importance for having a core inside of you that you are leading out of to lead others. You have to be a principled-based person, and that's where we start with personal conduct, living ethically, being good. The second part is, these are all related concepts, the second bullet is own it, be accountable, step up. This is your moment. You've got to, when you see a mess, you got to own the mess. When something goes wrong, you got to raise your hand and say, I'm willing to jump into that and fix it.
Courage. That's the courage thing.
That you've got, absolutely. It takes courage to do that, for sure. To own up, raise my hand and say, you know what, I'm going to own that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be accountable, and I'm going to step up into that higher level of performance.
Or calling something out. The courage to call something out when you see that it's not ethical. It's not, the integrity is lacking. Having the courage to call that out. And that's hard to do in a corporation, in a corporate setting. You know what? That's hard to do.
Oh, certainly. And the lower you go down on the totem pole, the more people bite their tongue.
Right.
And yet the only way you'll get to the top is having a certain boldness of being able to call things out as you see them straightforward.
Yep.
The third one would be admit mistakes and forgive mistakes. So you got to be able to say, you know what, I screwed up. No, I did it. It was mine. It's not their fault. It's my fault. When that happens, and it's very hard for human beings to admit when they've done something wrong. Even when we're grown-ups, we act like little kids at the playground trying to hide our own behavior, whatever it was. But it also, you have to have a certain tolerance, not for dunderheaded mistakes and not for habitual mistakes, but you do learn from mistake-making. So a certain degree of forgiveness as a leader, you know, I would call it strategic forgiveness. But admit mistakes, forgive mistakes.
Well, one of the things that we say around here is to understand that you are not infallible, but also as a leader, you have to learn how to redeem people. You know, ask for forgiveness and redeem others. What do you think about that?
Yeah, redemption is such a part of every individual life, not just a person in the workforce.
Right.
But some of the, you know, I just think of some of the leaders who made the big impact on me, and they did allow for my redemption. They allowed for a comeback. They allowed me to clean up a mess that I had made. And you know, it's such a sustainable lesson you allow somebody to have that redemption.
When you've been redeemed, you never forget it. Hold on to that thought, Bill. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back.
You got it.
With more to come on this with our good friend Bill Treasure. Two words to think about becoming an extraordinary leader. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.